Housing is just one part of the economy in dire need of help. There's also the banks. Last week, the Treasury Department unveiled its approach to help troubled banks, and Wall Street didn't take so kindly to that plan. Joining us now to discuss what's ahead for the nation's banks is Nobel Prize-winning economist and Columbia University professor Joseph Stiglitz. Welcome back to the program. And if you could start off by reminding us what this plan entails and what your thoughts are about it.
Well, part of the reason the market reacted so badly was it wasn't sure what it entailed. There were so many gaps that no one is very sure. One aspect of it was that they were going to use private hedge funds and others to buy off the assets from the banks. And so they were going to lend money. It was a circuitous route, lend money presumably to the hedge funds to buy the bad assets off the banks. But the hedge funds won't do this unless there's some reduction in risk, which means the taxpayers are going to wind up paying doubly. One, you have to compensate the hedge funds for their money and for the risk, and then we wind up bearing the majority of the risk in any case.
And you've basically called this a zero-sum game.
That's right. You have these bad assets, and what we're doing is moving them around from one place in our society and our economy to another. It doesn't change the nature of the losses. The banks lent money in a bubble. The bubble is broken. Collateral value of the assets has plummeted, and these are bad assets now. Now, it's not quite a zero-sum game, because if we have bad incentives, which result when you have a misalignment between ownership and control, when you provide insurance, you can have a negative-sum game. And I think that's the real worry, that we are about to wind up in a negative-sum game.
So given what the banks are facing now, what would you suggest?
Well, I think there's a growing consensus towards some form of conservatorship, nationalization. I was very interested that Alan Greenspan, noted as a conservative, has said that it looks like we will have no alternative for some of the banks but to nationalize them. And this is what Sweden, Norway did, and it worked very well.
Why? What's the strength behind nationalizing banks?
First, you solve the problem of the misalignment between ownership and control. We provided to the banks now most of their capital, but we have no control. And they're going to be exercising, using our money for their interests. And that's why we saw what we've seen in the last few months. We gave them a huge amount of money. We poured money into the banks, and they poured money out in the form of bonuses, in the form of dividends. Now, if they were maximizing our interest, if they were maximizing the reason that the society gave them this money, they would have been using this money for lending or at the very least for recapitalizing the banks. That's why we gave them the money. But they were maximizing their own interest, and it was in their interest to pay this money out in bonuses and pay it out in dividends. That just illustrates the nature of the risk when there's a separation of ownership and control. The second problem is the problem of pricing. Right now, we don't know what the true value of these assets are. The market says the value is very low. But banks say the value at which the market is saying they're worth is wrong, and therefore they refuse to sell them.
Columbia University professor Joseph Stiglitz, thank you.
Thank you.